当然在启示录第四章里边再看天上的光景。
Tonight we'll still continue with Revelation chapter 4 to see the situation in heaven.
其实我们说看天上的光景还是不够最准确。
Indeed, even if we say we're looking at the situation in heaven, that is not accurate enough.
我们应该是说，如果看到第四章、第五章，我们应该是说，我们看到神旨意的起头。
Indeed, when we say we look into chapter 4 and 5, we have to realize that is the beginning of God's will.
而神的旨意又和神的自己是不能分开的。
And God's will and Himself cannot be separated.
因此我们从第四章、第五章里头先看见了神的自己。
And so, from chapters 4 and 5, we can first see God Himself.
我们就接触到神的永远的旨意。
Then we'll come into contact with God's eternal will.
上次我们看到约翰给带到天上看见天上一些的事物。
And last time we shared that John was brought up to heaven and he saw some things in heaven.
他看见有个宝座。
He saw there was a throne.
他看见一位坐在宝座上。
And he saw one who sat on the throne.
而他又看见围绕着那个宝座另外有24个座位。
And he also saw that around this throne was surrounded 24 seats.
上面坐着24位长老。
And there are 24 elders on them.
然后从宝座当中就发出了闪电雷轰的声音。
And then from the throne there came a voice like thunder and lightning.
我们上次就看到这个地方。
And that's where we ended last time.
我们是在感谢神。
We thank and praise God.
神的宝座是荣耀。
God's throne is glorious.
神的宝座又满了丰盛的恩惠和怜悯。
And God's throne is full of grace and mercy.
但是又一方面，神也给约翰看见神的宝座就是非常的庄严和尊荣的。
But on the other hand, we also see that God allows for John to see the beauty and majesty of his throne.
所以在宝座上面发出来的是雷轰和闪电。
And so, what proceeds from the throne is voices like lightning and thunder.
那如果光是看这样的一个形状啊，
Now, if we only look at this condition,
神的宝座是很可怕的。
Then, it seems like God's throne is very fearful.
是不容易亲近的。
It's not easy for us to draw near.
因为我们记得神曾经在西乃山降临的时候要传律法给以色列人。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember when God descended on Mount Sinai to give the Israelites the law,
当时神吩咐以色列人要好好的预备洁净自己。
At the time, God told the Israelites to cleanse themselves to prepare,
要用三天的功夫来预备自己。
To use 3 days to prepare themselves.
那然后神就在西乃山降临。
And then God will descend on Mount Sinai.
神降临在西乃山的时候，
And when God descends on Mount Sinai,
在以色列人的眼前所接触到的，
What the Israelites can see,
就是闪电、雷轰、火焰。
It's lightning, thunder, and fire.
而以色列人在这种情景的底下都发抖了。
And at that time, the Israelites were trembling.
都不敢见神的面。
They dare not see the face of God.
然后都要逃避什么。
They wanted to run.
他们向摩西说，哎呀，你不要叫神向我们说话了。
And they asked Moses to ask God not to speak to them.
你叫神向你说话，然后你告诉我们就好了。
And they told Moses that God would speak to him and then for him to speak to them.
弟兄姊妹，当然以色列人当时面对这样的情景他们是受不了。
And of course, brothers and sisters, we understand for the Israelites in that condition, they cannot bear it.
因为他们实在是带着许多的愚昧和无知。
Because indeed they are filled with foolishness and ignorance.
那弟兄姊妹，我们今天虽然有神儿子的名分。
My brothers and sisters, for us, even though we have sonship today.
如果让我们面对这样的光景，我们也不得不承认一样的受不了。
If we are to face the same condition, we must also confess that we cannot bear it as well.
因为神的那个庄严，神的那个尊荣，神的那些荣耀显明出来的时候，
Because when the glory, the honor, the majesty of God is manifested,
实在不是我们这些人所能承受得起。
Indeed, it is not something that man is able to bear.
因为当神 这样的形状一显出来的时候
because when the form of God is manifested
我们接触到的是一位审判的神
who we encounter is a God who judges
所面对的是一位绝顶公义的神
and who we face is an absolute righteous God
又是毫无瑕疵的圣洁的神
and he is also a holy God without blemish
我们怎么能在他面前站立得住呢
therefore how can we stand before him
所以难怪约翰在启示录的里边一再的看见那些荣耀的景象他就要向那个领他看见这些景象的天使下拜
and that's why we see repeatedly when John is to led to see such scenes in heaven that he had to bow and worship to the angel who led him to these sights
但是我们感谢神的
but we thank God
当我们看到神的宝座那里去的时候
that when we see the throne of God
神给我们所接触的不是只有一方面的东西
what God allows for us to see is not only one-sided
如果神给我们所接触到的只是这样的一方面
now what God only allows for us to see is that one-sided
那么我们这些人都不需要寻求神了
then all of us don't need to seek after God
因为你寻求神的结果一定是灭亡的
because the result of our pursuit after God is going to be perished but we thank God
神的宝座那里所显出来的
what is manifested at God's throne
是多方面的
is very much-sided
不只是有公义的那一面
not only is there righteousness
不只是有圣洁的那一面
not only is there holiness
也不只是有庄严的那一面
not only is it majesty
也不只是有尊贵的那一面
not only is it glorious and honorable
还有其他的方面
but there are also many other sides to it
那我们留意神的宝座
now let us pay attention to the throne of God
宝座当中是坐着神的自己
because it is God himself seated on the throne
周围是24个长老
and around the throne is the 24 elders
那然后呢
and then
你就看到他说在他宝座前啊
it says before his throne
有七盏火灯
there are seven burning lamps
那七盏火灯就是神的七灵
Now the seven lamps of fire burning is the seven spirits of God
那我们晓得这个就是指着神的圣灵来说的
So we know that it's pointing at the Holy Spirit of God
用七盏火灯来表达在神的面前圣灵是显明在哪里
Now to use the seven lamps of fire is to manifest to us that the Holy Spirit is there
而这一个这七个七盏火灯摆在神的宝座前
Now the seven lamps are placed before the throne
弟兄姊妹你先注意灯的作用是什么
Brothers and sisters pay attention What is the function of a lamp
那特别在这里
Especially here
神的荣耀比一切的亮光都强了
Now because the glory of God here is stronger than any light
那你把七个灯在那里干什么
So what is the function of having seven
lights
there
那个灯的亮光究竟有多少呢
Now how much light does these lamps have
在神的荣耀的大光的底下产生什么作用呢
Because under the great glorious light of God What is the function of these lamps
如果你要从物质的观念来看那个灯的作用这个灯是完全没有作用的
Now if we're to look at the function of these lamps in material viewpoint then there's no function at all
但是感谢神
But we thank God
他就是把七个火灯放在那
That indeed he places seven lamps there
你说那是不是照明呢
And no you say do they give light
是照明
Yes it does show light
但是不是照明那个环境
But it is not to show light to the environment there
那既然不是照明那个环境那放在那里干什么呢
And so if it's not to give light to the surrounding why is it placed there
感谢神
We thank God
他放在那里是照明那些愿意来到神面前寻求神的人
The lamps are placed there to shine light upon those who are willing to come before God to seek after him
所以这些灯不是照明那个环境
And so these lamps are not to give light to the surroundings
乃是照明人灵里头的黑暗
But it is to give light to the darkness of man's spirit
你到了神的面前来
When you come before God
你到了神的宝座前来
When you come before his throne
你不能不接受照明
You must be enlightened Because this light
那个以事实是圣灵显出来的
Because the fact of that enlightenment is manifested by the Holy Spirit
而这一个照明神是用七盏火灯来表达
And this enlightenment is manifested by God through the seven lamps
七 就是完全。
Because seven is complete.
神工作的完全。
The perfection of God's work.
神用着他工作上的完全的那一种照明，来照明在寻求人的寻求神的人的身上。
God will use the perfection of His work to shed light upon the hearts of those who come before God to seek after Him.
我这是一个非常宝贝。
This is indeed a very precious matter.
一个从亚当里出生的人，
because one who is Adamic,
如果他本来到神的面前，
if he comes before God,
有两个极端，
there is two extremes.
一个极端就是，
one is,
他根本不觉得自己有什么过不去在神的面前，
that he would not feel he has any shortcomings before God.
另外的一个极端，
and the other extreme,
就觉得自己来到神的面前的时候什么地位都没有。
Would be that they would feel they have no place at all before God.
那这两个极端都是都是叫人在神的面前不敢见神的。
So these two extremes will cause man to fear to come to see God.
觉得自己没有什么的，以为是他在神面前没有什么缺陷。
Because the one who thinks he has no shortcomings does not see he has any lack before God.
其实他是用着这样的一个题目来逃避神。
Indeed, he is using this premise to escape, to run away from God.
但是只要一个人，他要寻求神而来到神的面前。
But for one who wants God and to seek Him, to come before Him,
神的灵在那里的照明就从里头到外面把那个人照得通透。
Then the enlightenment of God will shed light upon that person from within to without to completely expose him.
那弟兄姊妹，我们都知道的。
Brothers and sisters, we all know.
我们蒙恩得救那个经历也好。
Whether it's our experience to be saved by grace.
我们生命里面苏醒过来，要在神面前追求更深更高的成长也好。
Or when we're quickened that we're revived to pursue after the Lord to grow even more.
都是圣灵在我们里面先照明了我们，显露了我们的本相。
All of those work is by the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit to shed light upon us and to expose us.
然后我们才会向神有更多的寻求。
Then we will have a more desire to seek after God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他把七个火灯放在他的宝座前。
He places seven lamps of fire before his throne.
前两天我到 New Jersey 去啊。
Two days ago, I went to New Jersey.
就碰到一个弟兄。
I encountered a brother.
那个弟兄啊，你说他不好，他也非常好。
You say if that brother is not good, he is very good.
你说他好，他也非常给弟兄姊妹很多麻烦。
And you say he's a good brother, yet he does give a lot of trouble to brethren.
原因他就是一个吊儿郎当的人。
Because he is one who is carefree.
他答应你的事情，他转个弯就什么都记不住了。
He may agree to do something for you, yet he'll turn around and forget about it.
他没有提说的事情，他硬说他跟你说了。
If something he did not mention, yet he is very stubborn to say, yes, I told you.
就是这么一回事。
And so that's the situation there.
这弟兄姊妹们又爱他又恨他。
And so brothers and sisters indeed love him and hate him also.
这次看到他的时候。
And so when they see him,
他整个人改了。
I saw him this time. He has completely changed.
他信主很久。
He has believed in the Lord for a long time.
但是就是不肯常到主的面前。
Yet he would not always come before the Lord.
好像就是留在一个得救的地步。
And so it seems like he's just in that position of being saved.
我没有机会直接问他。
I did not ask him directly.
为什么现在看见你好像跟过去不一样。
I did not ask him directly, how come it seems different now that I see you?
我问其他的弟兄。
I asked other brothers and sisters.
其他的弟兄告诉我说。
And other brothers and sisters told me.
这个弟兄去年去参加哈菲西达的聚会遇见主。
That this brother last year he went to the Harvey Cedar Conference and encountered the Lord.
遇见主马上整个人就发生一个180度的转变。这个是他们讲的话。
And this is their words, that once he encountered the Lord, he had a 180 degree change.
而我看来也真的是这样。
And when I saw him, I feel it's just, that's the way it is.
怎么会有这样的事情呢？
How could something like that happen?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为神的宝座前有七个火灯。
Because before the throne of God, there are seven lamps of fire.
这个火灯不是照明环境，而是照明到神面前来的。
But these seven lamps of fire is not to give light to the surrounding, but those who come before God.
而这七个火灯就是神的七灵。
And these seven lamps of fire are the seven spirits of God.
圣灵在人身上显明的头一个工作就叫人为罪、为义、为审判自己、责备自己。
And the first work of the Holy Spirit upon man is that man will judge themselves for righteousness, judgment, and right and sin.
然后又在我们里面照明我们心中的眼睛。
And then he will shine light upon our eyes from within.
叫我们看见神为我们所预备的是何等荣耀、丰富的一个设计。
That we'll be able to see how glorious and how rich the plan of God for us is.
又叫我们能体会到我们这些人在神面前所蒙的恩典是何等的深厚。
And then we can realize what a great grace, how rich it is that God has prepared for us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
宝座前
before the throne,
有七盏火灯。
There are seven lamps of fire.
宝座前
before the throne,
是一个玻璃海。
It is like a sea of crystal.
一提到那个玻璃海
and when we mention that sea of glass,
弟兄姊妹们，我们就要注意了。
Brothers and sisters, we have to pay attention.
特别说到在神那里，整个的环境，或是说整个的那种性质。
It tells us then, it describes to us the surrounding there or the nature there.
他说，在宝座前好像一个玻璃海。
And it says, and before the throne there was a sea of glass.
说到海就是很广大的一个面。
And you, when you talk about ocean, the sea, it is a very broad plain.
但是那里是这不是水。
But there it is not water.
是玻璃。
It is glass.
那就是说是坚硬的。
And so it is hard, solid.
但是它又不是冰。
Yet it is not ice.
如果是冰就把人冷死。
And if it is ice, it will be so cold for us.
它就是好像是玻璃的，好大的一个。
But this great plain or this field is like a sea of glass.
但是用 一个大广场啊，没有办法来表达那个面积。
Now, if we just imagine it as a great court, then we cannot really understand how broad this is.
所以它就说海。
And so it just says a sea.
就是一个海。
It's like a sea.
你去看到海，你晓得那是何等的浩瀚。
And so when you see the sea, you can see how great and how broad the expanse are.
哦，它是一个玻璃海。
And so it's a sea of glass.
那意思就是说。
So that tells us.
是透明的。
It is clear.
你看得穿那边的。
And you can see clearly through it.
一提到透明的这个事实
and when you mention about this fact of being clear,
很多的事物都是透明的
that many things in heaven are clear.
我们晚些时候看到那新耶路撒冷的时候，你看到
later when we share on the New Jerusalem, you see,
黄金是透明的
that the gold is clear.
也是透明的
that the jasper is clear.
所有的宝石都是透明的
and all the precious stones are clear.
我们是再没有见过这些的物件。
Indeed, we have not seen something like this before.
我们早就提过了。
We have made mention before.
神是用着物质的观念来领我们去认识那个属天的那个光景。
That God will use things that we can understand to try to describe to us the condition in heaven.
因为除了用物质的那个观念来领我们去领会，我们是再也没有根据。去领会
because aside from using a material viewpoint to allow for us to understand, there's no foundation for us to realize at all.
不过我们一定要记住的。
But what we have to bear in mind is
那个物质的观念并不是那个事物的实在的情形。
That the material viewpoint is used here is not the actual situation at that time.
那实在的情形比那个物质的观念不晓得要。明亮荣耀宝贵多少倍
The actual condition is indeed so much more times more precious and more bright and glorious than what is described here.
他这里就提到宝座前面就是一个大大的玻璃海
And so here it describes to us before the throne was a sea of glass.
而这是玻璃呢又不是玻璃
And these glass is not actually glass.
是水晶
It's like crystal.
水晶跟玻璃就 差得很远了。
Now when you imagine glass and crystal, it's a big difference.
一个最大的差别就是水晶这个透亮度是非常高的。
Now, when you talk about the crystal, then it's even more clear than the glass.
更重要的是没有杂质。
What's more important in the crystal, there is no mixture at all.
那意思就是一点一点点的掺杂都没有的。
There is no mingling, no mixture at all in the crystal.
完全是通透的。
It is completely clear and transparent.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
他给我们看到这样的一个光景。
When He allows for us to see this condition,
天上的环境就是这样的明亮通透。这一个明亮通透是跟圣洁没有瑕疵，完全连接在一起。
He allows for us to see this condition of how clear and transparent it is in heaven, and this has to do with holiness without any blemish.
那我们看到这些话的时候
，Now when we see all these words.
我们真的是看见任何一个人来到神的面前都没办法站立的。
And indeed, when we see this condition, we realize nobody can stand when we come before the throne.
无论你从哪一个角度来看到神的自己发表，
No matter which side you look at how God manifests himself,
人都承担不起，
Man cannot bear it.
但是感谢主，
But we thank the Lord.
我们看这个启示继续扩张起来的时候，
When we continue to see this revelation expand,
你就看到有一些个事物，
Then we'll see some matters,
叫我们很得安慰的，
That will greatly comfort us.
因为接下去，
Because
他就说，
we continue on, it says,
在宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，
And in the midst of the throne and around about the throne, there are four beasts.
而这个四个活物啊，前后边体都的长满了眼睛。
And these four beasts were full of eyes before and behind.
然后就说第一个活物像狮子。
And it says, and the first beast was like a lion.
第二个像牛犊。
And the second beast like a calf.
第三个脸面像人。
And the third beast had a face as a man.
第四个像飞鹰。
And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle.
那我们先来注意这一件事。
Now let us first pay attention to this.
然后再留意这四个活物的作用。
And then we'll go into the use, the function of these four living
beings. 首先我愿意和弟兄姊妹留意的是这四个活物在哪里。
Now the first thing we have to notice, where are these four beasts?
很有意思。
Now it is very meaningful.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters, you pay attention.
宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物。
And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts.
如果这宝座四围有四个活物，我们绝对能了解。
Now we say there are four beasts around the throne, we can understand that easily.
但是在这里他说是宝座中。
Now but here it says in the midst of the throne.
弟兄姊妹们，这就费解了。
Brothers and sisters, this is hard for us to understand.
谁配在宝座那里？
Who is worthy to be on the throne?
谁能在宝座那里？
Who can be on the throne?
除了神自己，还能有谁可以在哪里呢？
Aside from God Himself, who can be there?
但是这里给我们看到，他说宝座中有活物。
But here it says, in the midst of the throne were four beasts.
所以刚才我说，这宝座四围有活物，我们一点难处都没有。
And so that's why I said previously, if we imagine there are four beasts around the throne, we understand that.
但是说到在宝座中有活物。
But when you say in the midst of the throne,
我们就觉得怎么可能有这样的事？
Then we feel, how is this possible?
那这是怎么一回事？
How is this event?
那难道你说难道这个四活物是神吗？
Then would you question these four beasts are God himself?
当然不是。
Of course not.
既然不是，他怎么可以在宝座中？
If not, how can it be in the midst of the throne?
哦，弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们注意到这一个事实的时候，
When we notice this fact,
我们就先要就要进一步去寻求明白这四活物是什么。
Then we have to go a step further to come to understand what are these four living beasts.
我们晓得这四活物是什么，然后一步一步的 来把整个的事实来看清楚。
Now if we understand what these four living beasts are, then we can see step by step clearly this matter.
启示录里边提到这四个活物。
Now in Revelation, when it mentions these four living beasts,
第四章提。
It's in chapter 4.
第五章提。
Chapter 5.
第八章题
Chapter 8
但是这个四五八这三章里面你就没有办法决定究竟四活物是什么
But in these three chapters 4, 5, and 8 you cannot come to understand who these seven, four living beasts are
你只能含含糊糊的、哦、四活物就是四活物了
But abstractly you just say these four living beasts are the four living beasts
但四活物究竟是什么
But what are these four living beasts
我们抓不牢了
We cannot grasp it
整本的圣经
In the entire Bible,
提到这个活物的
when it mentions about these living beings,
除了启示录
aside from Revelation,
只有以斯结书
there's only Ezekiel.
在以斯结书里面也提到活物
in Ezekiel also mentioned about the living beast.
起初在第一章、第二章里面提到活物的时候，你也是莫名其妙
When it first mentions about the living beast in chapters 1 and 2, you're still confused.
因为就是活物嘛。
Because they're just the four living beasts.
你没有办法知道活物究竟是什么。
There's no way for us to understand what are living beasts.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我常常觉得。
I often feel.
主提出一些事物出来，或者提出一些个事实出来。
That when the Lord mentions some things or some facts for us.
有时他不一定马上。就给我们答案。
Sometimes he does not immediately give us an answer.
但是他一定给我们答案。
But he will give us the answer.
所以这四活物，我们还是在神的话里边找到了答案。
And so indeed we found the answer regarding these four living beasts in the Word of God.
是在以西结书里头。
It is in Ezekiel.
你看，就我们就看到。
Then we can see.
活物原来是指着记录活来说的。
That living beasts are pointing at the cherubims.
我们翻到以斯结书那边去看看。
Now let us turn to Ezekiel.
这样我们能有把握了。
Then we have a foundation for that.
我们先看第一章。
Let's first look at chapter 1.
从第四节开始
Verse 4
我观看见狂风从北方刮来随着有一朵包括闪烁火的大云周围有光辉从其中的火内发出好像光耀的晶晶又从其中显出四个活物的形象来
And I looked and behold a whirlwind came out of the north a great cloud and a fire enfolding itselfAnd a bright was about it, and out of the mist, therefore, as.
那然后在整章里边就描写这个四活物用了很多的话。
And so in this whole chapter, in verse 5, and in the whole chapter, it describes the living beast.
那然后我们就翻到后边一点点。
And then we'll turn a little further back.
就是在。在第十章
in chapter 10
第十章
in chapter 10
从第一节开始吧
start from verse 1
我观看见基路伯头上的穹苍之中显出蓝宝石的形状，仿佛宝座形象。
Then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubims, there appeared over them as it were a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne.
那然后底下又用了很多的话来说这个基路伯。
And then later on, it mentions about this cherubim.
然后请就注意十五节
And then let's pay attention to verse 15
基路伯身上去了这是我在加巴鲁河边所见的活物
And the cherubims were lifted up This is the living creature that I saw by the river's chiver
然后二十节。
And then verse 20.
这是我在加巴鲁河边所见以色列神荣耀以下的活物，我就知道他们是基路伯。
This is the living creature that I saw under the God of Israel by the river Chebar, and I knew that they were the cherubims.
那在这两章的经文的里边，就把那个基路伯跟那个活物的那一个关系，就给我们很明确的。
And so from these two chapters we can clearly see the relationship of the living beast and the cherubims. Now we won't go into detail regarding these cherubims. Now when we go back to see the four living beasts, then we realize who are these seven, four living beasts.
那四活物他们的功用是什么的呢？
And what is the function of these four living beings?
头一次给我们看到基路伯的出现是在创世纪第三章第四章。
Now the first
第三章末了。
Now the first time we see the cherubim is the at the end of Genesis chapter 3.
那就是神安设基路伯把守通往生命树的道路。
And that is the cherubim was a guard to the way to the tree of life.
那然以后我们再看到基路伯的时候呢，就是在建造会幕的时候，在那个约柜两旁遮盖施恩座的那个地方。
Now the next time we see the recording of the cherubims is in the building of the tabernacle upon the mercy seat when it covers the ark.
然后我们就看着就也是在圣殿里头那个其实这个是会幕的那个的基路伯的延伸过去的，仍然是在宝座，对不起，在那个约柜旁边展开翅膀来维护着施恩座的。
And again, when we see the cherubim, also an extension from the tabernacle into the temple, is that it is on the ark with its wings expanded, covering the mercy seat.
那因此弟兄姊妹从这些经文的里头
And so brothers and sisters from these scriptures
我们对基路伯有一个概念了
Then we have an understanding of the cherubim
这是天上的这是天上受造之物
Now,
基路伯是天使的一种
Now these heavenly creatures the cherubims are one kind of the angels
天使有好按照他们的功用有好几种
Now, according to the function of the angels, there are a few different kinds.
有传信息的天使。
Now, there are angels who are messengers.
有主持征战的天使米迦勒。
And there's Michael, who is the archangel, who is the who holds power in heaven.
传信息的天使是加伯列所领带领做的。
And there are also angels who rule over, angel who rules over the messengers.
但另外有一类的天使就叫做基路伯。
Now there are other angels who call cherubims.
我们看在圣经里边提到他们的功用的时候，都是在那里保护神的荣耀和神神自己。神自己的那个尊贵的神的庄严荣耀这一方面有关的
And we see the function of these cherubims are there to protect the glory, honor, and majesty of God
所以这些基路伯是在神的宝座周围的
And so these cherubims are around the throne of God
这里也说到在宝座的当中的
And here also mentions that it is in the midst of God's throne
那就说你我们就晓得
Then we realize brothers and sisters
基路伯
The cherubims
就是这些活物
Are these four living beings
而这些活物
And these living beings
是在那里一面是保护神的尊贵荣耀庄严
Are they continuously guarding God's glory, honor and majesty
另一面又发表神的尊贵荣耀
And also, on the other hand, they are also to manifest the glory, honor, and majesty of God. I have this thinking.
不过我不没有把握。
Now, I'm not confident about this.
不过可以思想。
But we can think about this.
撒旦原来就是基路伯里边的一个。
That Satan was one of the cherubims.
而也许就是基路他是基路伯里头的那个领头的。
Now maybe he is the head of the cherubims.
这里说到基路伯可以在宝座当中。
Now it says that the cherubims are in the midst of the throne.
也许是跟撒旦的堕落有一点关联了。
Now it may have to do with something to do with the fall of Satan.
因为他藏在神的宝座周围，也藏在神的宝座当中，也藏与神最接近。
Now it's because he is always around and in the midst of the throne of God, so close to God.
所以慢慢他里面发生难处的时候。
And so gradually, when he had this difficulty within,
他就跟神抢夺宝座，结果就堕落了。
And as a result of fighting for the throne with God, he fell.
也许有这个可能。
Now there may be this possibility.
不然都好的，那基路伯为什么会堕落呢？
Otherwise, for a cherubim, why would they fall?
我们不扯得太远了。
Now we won't go aside on that.
我们回到启示录这里。
Let's return to Revelation here.
那在基路在宝座当中和宝座周围有基路伯。
Now in the midst and around the throne there are cherubim.
他们遍体都满了眼睛。
Now they have eyes before and behind.
那当然这个就是鉴察了，满了眼睛，眼睛就是要看。
And so the description of full of eyes is to tell us they search and they examine to see the things around.
不叫神的荣耀受亏损了。
So that the glory of God will not be shortchanged.
不叫神的庄严尊贵受打岔。
And so there would be no lack in God's glory and majesty.
这是他们一面的功用。
That's one of their functions.
另外一面的功用
another function
是他们也在那里发表神的性情
is that they themselves are there to manifest the nature of God
正因为这样所以他们可以在宝座当中和宝座的周围
and that's why they can be around the throne and in the midst of the throne
那弟兄姊妹留意了
now brothers and sisters pay attention
他这四个活物
these four living beasts
第一个活物像狮子
The first one was like a lion.
第二个像牛犊,
and the second like a calf.
第三个脸面像人,
and the third had a face as a man.
第四个像飞鹰,
and the fourth was like a flying eagle.
也许弟兄姊妹都听过一些弟兄们交通。
Now maybe brothers and sisters have heard brethren share in this way.
你说这四个形象不就是四福音吗?
And you say, aren't these four conditions like the four gospels?
狮子就是马太福音吗?
Because the lion is like Matthew.
因为是王啊。
Because it's king.
狮子就是王啊。
Because the lion is the king.
牛啊
and then for the calf
就是马可了
it's Mark
那是服侍人的人啊
because calf is serving so the servant of man is a servant
第三个就是人了
and the third one is man
那不就是路加福音
and that is Luke
第四个是飞鹰
and the fourth one a flying eagle
那是天的
and that's heavenly
是天生活在天上的了
and so it lives in the air
那是神的儿子、啊、
And so that's the son of God
那弟兄姊妹们
My brothers and sisters
我们这样来看这四个活物的发表是可以参考
Now if we are to look at the description of the four living beasts in this way we can use it as a reference
你的确有这样可参考的地方
And the fact is, it is worthy of our using as a reference.
但是必须记得
But we must remember.
你绝不能把这四活物看作是神的儿子本身。
You definitely cannot view these four living beasts as the Son of God himself.
你留意到那个区别在什么地方吗？
Notice where the difference is.
这里四个活物是每一个活物表达一种光景
It is each living beast manifesting one condition.
我们的主是一个人来表达四方面的光景
But our Lord is himself manifesting these four conditions.
就是说神本性里面的各方面都在神的儿子一个人的身上来完全发表
And in other words, the fullness of God is manifested completely by his son himself.
但是这些基路伯呢
But these cherubim
他们只是每一个基路伯是将神的性情一方面来发表
That each of these cherubims can only manifest one side of God's nature
所以我们在这一点上要很明确的把它确定下来
And so we have to be very clear and firm on this fact
那现在我们看他们的功用。
Now let us look at their function.
那当然这些都是表达出神的神的形象。
And of course, they all manifest the nature of God.
啊，但是在这个形象的下边也是在做一些功用的。
Now, but also under these conditions they manifest, they also have a function with it.
像狮子，它是君王，没有问题。
Like a lion, like the king, there's no problem with that.
但是他是狮子，他却没有咆哮。
Yet he is a lion, but not a roaring lion.
是这一个狮子是对付咆哮的狮子的。
And so this lion is to deal with that lion who roars.
第二个像牛犊。
The other one is like a calf.
牛犊是献祭的祭物。
Now the calf is a sacrifice.
而同时也是很勤劳的。服侍人的一个家畜。
Now the calf is also a animal that's owned to serve diligently the family.
那就是像人的上人就是人了。
And so a face like a man is just like described still as a man.
然后是像飞鹰。
And like a flying eagle.
它是属天的。
The eagle is heavenly.
也是显明属天的供应。
Also manifests the provision of heaven.
像人就是体贴人的，同情人的，供应人的。
As a man is to be mindful of man, to provide for man, and to have compassion on man.
牛犊就是服侍人的。
And the calf is to serve man.
我们可以从那许多方面来留意到的四活物。
And so we can notice these four living beasts from those aspects.
但是要紧的，我们是把这四活物所表达的这个集中起来。你要看到神上人所做的是什么。
But we have to put these four living beasts together to realize what is it that God wants to do.
比如说你看这个救赎。
Brothers and sisters, look at here this redemption.
这四样东西都是救赎的内容。
Because these four things describe to us the content of redemption.
或者说准确一点。
Or to be more clear.
都是救赎所带出的那一个在人身上的果效。
It is the result of redemption upon man.
救赎叫我们要与基督一同作王。
Because the purpose of redemption is for us to reign with Christ.
这是狮子。
That's the lion.
救赎是叫我们接受神在我们身上所预备的各样的福分。
Now, redemption is in order for us to prepare to receive all the blessings of God.
这是牛。
That's the calf.
是它。做成神一切祝福临到我们身上的依据。他是人。
He is man.
因此他能体会我们的一切，又体恤我们。
He is man, so he's able to be mindful of us, also to have compassion on us.
只是他没有犯罪。
Yet without sin.
那当然，这都是讲到我们的主。
And of course, this all describes our Lord.
然后你看到他是属天的。
And then you see he is heavenly.
他是活在天上。
He lives and he dwells in heaven.
他也是把人带到天上。
He also brings man to heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，四活物一面是这样显出神的荣耀，另一面也是把人引进神这样的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, on the one hand, the four living beasts manifest the glory of God, also brings man into leads man into this glory.
他们有六，每一个活物有六个翅膀，就是三对。
Now each of these living beasts has six wings, three pairs of wings.
就是记得这完全是用物质的观念来表达属天的事物。
Now brothers and sisters, again, bear in mind we are only using a material viewpoint to describe the condition in heaven.
你要到天上的时候，你上神说神啊，你说你有一些有六个翅膀的那些活物，怎么我们一个都看不到
？Now do not one day in heaven ask God, God, where's the cherubims with the six wings?
弟兄姊妹记得，这些都是用物质的观念来表达一些事。
Now, brothers and sisters, again, this is only describing to us some facts using materialistic viewpoint that we can understand.
说到他这个六个翅膀啊。
And so when it mentions about the six wings,
那就说明他们是他们服侍的范围是包括全地全宇宙。
It describes to us that the six wings describe to us the boundary of the service includes all the earth and all the universe.
一对翅膀就已经可以飞翔到很多很多的地方了。
Now, one pair of wings can take them into many places.
六个翅膀当然更那个面更宽广了。
Now, of course, then when it describes to us six wings, then we realize that the expanse of their service is even more broad.
不过实在那他们的翅膀的功用啊，要回到以西结书我们才能体会得到。
Now, but we do have to go back to Ezekiel to understand the function of their wings.
一面在以西结书你看到一面是一个保护的能力。
On the one hand, the wings tells us it is the strength of their protection.
一面是一个在神面前的谦卑等待等候差遣。
And on the other, it describes to us their humility in waiting for God to send them.
那要回到以西结书上，我们才能看得到。
Now we can only see those in Ezekiel.
他们遍体都长满眼睛。
And they're full of eyes.
也就是说，没有一样事物能逃过他们的观察。
In other words, nothing can escape their examination.
好了，但是这些都不是基路伯最主要的功用。
Now, all of these is not the main function of these cherubim.
这些都是只是基路伯有的功用，但是不是最主要的功用。
Now, they are functions.Which the cherubims have, but not the main one.
Now, 他们最主要的功用是什么？
Now, what is their main purpose?
我们可以这样说。
We can say it this way.
领着全宇宙去敬拜神。
Their main function duty is to lead the whole universe into worship of God.
这里就提到。
Here it mentions.
他们昼夜不住地说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。主神是实在今在以后永在的全能者。
And they rest not day and night saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
你看到。
You see.
他们好像是在那里发出一个呼召。
It seems like they're giving a calling.
也好像是在那里发出一个命令。
Or they're giving a command.
也好像是在那里发起一个浪潮
or as if they're there signaling for a wave
里面有一个内容
and within that there is this content
宣告神是怎样的一位神
to proclaim how God is
宣告神配得一切的敬拜和称颂
to proclaim that God is worthy of all praise and worship
宣告神是从永远到永远的
And they are there proclaiming God is the Almighty from eternity to eternity.
换一句话说，就是把神的那个所事做了一个很完全的那一个彰显。
In other words, they are there to proclaim clearly who God is.
然后我们就注意了。
And then we pay attention.
每当是活物是这样把荣耀、尊贵、感谢归给做宝座。活到永永远远者的时候
Verse 9 And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne who lives forever and ever
首先响应的就24长老
The first ones to respond are the 24 elders
24长老就俯伏在宝座前敬拜那活到永永远远的
Now the 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worshiped him who lived forever and ever
又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前
And cast their crowns before the throne
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这个动作很有意思
Now this action they have is very meaningful
我们先看到
Now we first see
天上的敬拜开始了
That the worship in heaven began
是在宝座前开始的
It begins around the throne
但是怎么开始的呢
How does it begin
什么时候开始的呢
When does it begin
怎么开始就根据四活物
When it begins it is according How it begins is according to the four living beasts
什么时候开始呢？也是根据四活物。
It is also according to the living beast when it begins.
但是什么时候开始呢？
So when does it begin?
昼夜不住。
It is day and night without rest.
那就是不停地在那里。
And so there's no stopping there.
说出一个事实。
And so that tells us of a fact.
就一位从永远到永远的神是该接受敬拜的。
And so it tells us of this fact that this God who is from eternity to eternity is worthy of worship.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的一点。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very, very important point.
我都记不起有多少次给人问到这个问题。
I don't remember how many times I have been asked this question.
他说将来我们这些人啊都给带到天上去的时候在那里干什么。
And in the future when we're all brought to heaven, what are we there to do?
传福音 不需要了。
We don't need to preach the gospel anymore.
追求生命的成长不需要了。
We don't need to pursue for our life to grow.
再没有什么事情可以做了。
There's nothing else for us to do.
那我们在天上不是闷死了吗？
And so won't we be bored to death in heaven?
弟兄姊妹，这的确是一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, indeed that's a question.
我当时也不明其所以然。
And so, at that time, I was also dumbfounded. I couldn't understand.
我承认我当时说出来的是我自己不明白的。
And at that time, I did not understand.
是以后好多年之以后才明白过来。
But it's many, many days after that I came to realize.
但是我嘴巴里面是这样回答。
But at that time, I answered this way.
那就不住在神面前敬拜神吗？赞美神吗？
And so, we just there's praising and worshiping God ceaseless.
因为那是就是因为读这个第四章第五章启示录有这个印象。
And because I had this impression when reading Revelations 4 and 5.
但是给那些弟兄姊妹一问，连我自己都给弄了迷糊了。
Yeah, but when I was asked by those brothers and sisters, I myself was confused.
我这边跟他说完了以后，我转过来我就说，真的，我整天不住的在那里圣哉圣哉圣哉，不是很闷吗？
And so I did think about this after I answered them verbally, and I thought to myself, indeed, if I was to repeatedly, without rest, day and night, say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, wouldn't I be bored?
弟兄姊妹，我不得不承认我们这个人是何等的无知。
Brothers and sisters, I cannot but confess that we are so ignorant.
因为我们实在不认识神。
Because indeed we do not know God.
如果我们真实的认识神的时候，
Because if we truly know God,
就像我们伯饼诗歌唱了一首诗歌，
Just as when we have fervorking, we sing a hymn.
就算勇士虽久，给我赞美仍嫌不够啊。
And even the days is not, the days to come is not enough for me to sing His praise.
哪里会闷在那里呢？
How could we be bored there?
我们只能承认我们是愚昧。
We can only acknowledge that we are foolish.
回到自我，自我。
Now I won't go aside anymore. Now for the four living beasts.
四活物在宇宙中带起那一个不停止的不止息的敬拜。
And so the four living beasts are leading us into a ceaseless worship.
显明神的尊贵、荣耀、全能。
To manifest God's glory, honor, and might.
从永远到永远
From eternity to eternity.
智慧
His glory, His wisdom, His honor.
24 长老就在那里响应
And so the 24 elders there responded.
那24长老在那里响应的时候
And so when the 24 elders there responded,
就把这一个敬拜带到更深一个
brings this worship into a deeper condition.
第一弟兄姊妹，你看到
First, brothers and sisters, you see.
二十四长老在他们敬拜的时候，把他们的那个冠冕也脱下来，放在宝座前。
Now, as they worship, the 24 elders cast their crowns before the throne.
当然，这个冠冕我们上次已经说了是赏赐。
And of course, we mentioned last time this crown was a reward.
赏赐是从神来的
And the reward is from God.
现在当这些二十支长老在敬拜的时候
And so when these 24 elders were worshiping
把那个冠冕拿下来
They put their head, the crown down and cast it before the throne.
没有说什么话
They didn't say anything.
但是已经说了
But their action speaks volumes. What does it say?
神啊，这个赏赐是你给的
God, this reward is from you.
但是现在我们到你面前来的时候
But now when we come before you
我们知道
We know
我们能做的一切都是你在那里管理和供应的
All that we're able to do is because you're sovereign and you provide
所以应当接受这种荣耀的还不是我们这些
And so it is also not us who are worthy of this glory
应当是你自己
But only you yourself
所以我们把冠冕放在你面
And so we cast our crowns before you
我们借着这个动作来说出
And so through our action, we tell you that only you are worthy. Because later, that is what they say.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的。
Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power.
二十四长老的那个敬拜，实在是把敬拜带到高点了。
Now the worship of the 24 elders indeed has brought the worship into an apex.
平常一般人说敬拜敬拜特别的是灵恩追求灵恩的人说敬拜敬拜
Now when people oftentimes say worship 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 especially the charismatics
我们来看到天上的那个敬拜的时候
But when we come to see the worship that is in heaven
我们才知道什么叫做真正的敬拜
Then we come to realize what is true worship
敬拜没有一点点掺杂人的成分在哪
That in true worship there is not a bit of mixture of man in true worship
毫无保留地承认一个事实一切都是根据神一切都是出于神一切都是神自己去完成
Because in true worship it is truly to acknowledge that everything is from God and he provides and he is the one who deserves it.
因此
Therefore,
只有神是配的
that only God is worthy.
唯有他是配的
and only is he worthy alone.
在没有他以外的任何的人事物配得着这样的高举
and there's no one else outside of him that is worthy to be exalted in this way.
约翰看到这一个敬拜
And when John saw this worship
看到天上的这一个景象
When he saw the scene in heaven
那个最终的目的在哪里
Where's that purpose
还不是刚才我们所读过的从第一节一直到十一节上半的这些话
It is not the words which we just shared on verse 1 to the first half of verse 11
这些是说出天上的尊贵、荣耀、丰富和权柄。
Because it speaks of the glory, honor, power, and richness in heaven.
但是这个不是天使说你到这，你到这里来，我要把将来必成的事指示你的那个目的。
But that is not the purpose of the angel bringing John up there to show him things which must be hereafter.
约翰给带到天上看到这么一切
And when John has been led to heaven to see all this
那这一切和以后将成的必成的事有什么关联
And so all these scenes which he saw what relationship does it have with the things which will be hereafter
我们可以说如果读到十一节的上半我们还没有碰到与将来必成的事有关联
We can say that even if we read to the first half of verse 11, it has not touched on the point, the relationship it has with the things hereafter. But we thank the Lord. Through the worship that is led by the four living beings. To lead for the 24 elders to prostrate.
就把一个宇宙中的一个很高的秘密让我们解开了
Then it reveals to us a very high and great mystery of the universe to us.
因为当二十四长老在哪里承认唯有神是配的时候
Because when the 24 elders are there confessing only God is worthy,
他指出那个原因来
They point out the reason
为什么神是配
Why is he worthy?
为什么神以外的都不配
Why is it that nothing besides God is worthy?
只有神是配
Only God is worthy.
二十四长老的敬拜指出那个原因。
The worship of the 24 elders points for us that reason.
因为你创造了万物。
Because thou hast created all things.
并且万物是因着你的旨意被创造而有。
And for thy pleasure they are and were created.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个就是将来必成的事的那一个根据。
Now this is the foundation of the things hereafter.
我们还可以说
We can also say
这个就是神永远的激活的那一个起点
This is also the origin of the eternal plan of God
神永远的激活已经执行了很多年代了
Now the eternal plan of God has been executed through many ages
从创世纪开始一直到今天
From Genesis to today
从今天开始继续到永世
Even from today to eternity
这都是神永远的激活在执行的过程
That is all the process of the execution of the plan of God
又是他的结局
That is also his result
说到结局这就是 也必须要指出是那个原因
And so when we talk about the result we have to know where the origin is
那万有的原因起源和万有的结局是根据什么
And so what is the origin and result of all things based upon It is based upon the will of God.
万有的存在
And when all things exist,
是根据神的旨意
It is also by the will of God.
现在我们在万有还在变动的过程的里头
And now we are in all things, and as all things happen,
我们现在在万有一直也向着神的那个旨意的目的来移动的时候
And as we are going forward in the will of God,
所有当中的变化都是根据神自己的定义
all the things that happen and change in this will it is according to the will and his plan
和执行
and his execution
我们感谢赞美我们的主
we praise and thank our Lord
这个是一个非常非常重要的发表
this is a very very important manifestation to us
天上的敬拜把我们带到一个地步看见神的旨意才是那个永远的目的
The worship in heaven brings us to a point that we realize the result is the will of God
我们活着是为着这个目的
That we live because of that purpose
我们活着也就是为着这样的一个神的永远的旨意
And we live because of that eternal will of God
二十长老的敬拜带出了整个神计划的起头跟 结局
The worship of the 24 elders brings to us the beginning and the result of the will of God
我们今天没有不会看到看进第五章去了
Tonight we'll not go into chapter 5
但一看进第五章
But when we do look into chapter 5
我们就看到神这样的一个定规
We can see then this will of God
是怎样经过许许多多的挫折和进到完成
How even though it has gone through many hurdles How it will be led into completion
我们感谢神
We thank God
所以我提过第四章跟第五章是连在一起
As I mentioned previously chapters 4 and 5 are connected together
第四章把神永远的计划给我们点出来
Now chapter 4 points out to us the eternal plan of God
第五章是给我们指出神永远的计划能完成的那个关键是什么
And chapter 5 points out to us where the key is for the completion of God's eternal plan.
而经过了第四章、第五章。
And so when we go through chapters 4 and 5,
那我们就得到一个这样的领会。
Then we'll have this understanding.
神永远的旨意按着神的安排一步一步的进行。
That the eternal will of God is going forward a step at a time according to his plan.
那从第六章以后
And after chapter 6
那些事情就是神这一个永远的计划继续执行的那个过程
tells us that his, the process of his eternal plan continue forward
一直到神的计划完成
Until his plan is completed
我们感谢神
We thank God
当天使向约翰说出将来必成的事以前
Before the angel told John of the things which shall come
神先让约翰领会将来必成的事的依据是什么
The angel first gives John the foundation the basis of what the things to come are. We thank God. Tonight we'll just look into this little bit. After we finish with chapter 5, may we be able to grasp the center point of the things hereafter.
然后我们看以后的什么六印啊六碗六号啊七印啊七碗啊七号啊七碗啊
And then, when we do read into the seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls, we will not be confused by them. I think I'll just share this little bit with brothers and sisters tonight.